Second illusion is failure exists. The idea that God's will, assuming that God has one, could not be done runs counter to everything you thought you knew about God. Namely, that God is all-powerful, ever-present, the supreme being, the creator, but it is one that you nevertheless enthusiastically embraced. This produced the highly improbable but very powerful illusion that God can fail. God can desire something, but not get it. God can wish for something, but not receive it. God can need something, but not have it. In short, God's will can be thwarted. This illusion was quite a stretch, for even the limited perceptions of the human mind could spot the contradiction. Yet your species has a rich imagination, and you can stretch credibility to the limit with amazing ease. You have not only imagined a God with needs, you have imagined a God who can fail to have his needs met. How have you done this? Through the use of projection. You have projected yourself upon your God. Once again, an ability or quality of being which you have ascribed to God has been derived directly from your own experience. Since you noticed that you could fail to obtain all the things that you imagine you need to be happy, you have declared that the same is true of God. From this illusion, you have created a cultural story which teaches that the outcome of life is in doubt. It could work out or it could not. It might be okay and it might not. It will all be fine in the end, unless it isn't. Adding doubt to the mix, doubt that God could meet his needs, assuming I had any, produced your first encounter with fear. Prior to contriving this story of a God who could not always get his way, you had no fear. There was nothing to fear. God was in charge. God was all power, all wonder and glory, and all was right with the world. What could go wrong? But then came the idea that God could want something and actually not get it. God could want all of his children to return to him in heaven, but his children themselves, by their own actions, could prevent this. Yet this idea, too, strained credibility, and again the human mind saw the contradiction. How could God's creations thwart the Creator if the Creator and the creations were one? How could the outcome of life be in doubt if the one producing the outcome and the one experiencing it were the same?
Clearly.